We have some special guests in the studio at this time. Chris Brown from The Moose has brought a guest, and I'll let him do the introductions.
Yes, we're pleased to announce we have a partnership with One Eye Jack's in our Moose kitchen now. And Jenny and Mike Kasten will be running the kitchen from Winnemac. They have a very successful business over in Winnemac, One Eye Jack's, and they are thrilled to be with us.
Well, welcome, Jenny. Welcome to Rochester, and welcome to the Moose.
Thank you.
So, how did it all come about? Obviously, I know the Moose is, you know, in the past has gone through several different ones, and that's how it happens. I mean, you go through different people in the kitchen, different issues. How did you come across One Eye Jack's?
Let's just say perseverance from Jenny.
He came after me.
Yeah. He is very persuasive sometimes. So, Jenny, what brought you to the Moose? I mean, what brings you that eye, you know, as you're looking at different places that you could go, what drew you to the Moose?
Well, we didn't have any intention of expanding, but then the opportunity was presented, and it's a pretty incredible opportunity, an incredible place, gorgeous building, gorgeous view, so you have to take the opportunities life gives you.
Well, let's first, I guess we should go back. Tell us a little bit about One Eye Jack's. When did you open in Winnemac, and what started that?
We started One Eye Jack's in 2014.
Okay.
It became very successful by word of mouth, by reviews. We've grown three times what we were when we started, and everything, it's been incredible.
Way more
successful than we ever imagined.
You didn't anticipate
this
big?
No, not at all.
That's good. That's a good thing. I know you are also famous for your tenderloins over there.
We are famous. It just happened for our breaded tenderloins, and it's just carried on to a lot of other things. And it's, you know, our biggest part of Winnemac is tenderloins and wings.
Okay. So what are you bringing to the table here at the Moose?
We are going to try to be consistent as much as possible with the Winnemac location. We'll be doing tenderloins, burgers, wraps, salads, soup, homemade soups. We're going to do Wednesdays will be all you can eat perch. Thursdays wing night. Then the weekends we always do some sort of fish or seafood and a steak, usually prime rib or fillets, which will be Fridays and Saturdays. Ribeyes we always carry, but we cut all of our meat fresh, so we don't have everything available every day. The one thing about Rochester we're doing that we don't do in Winnemac is pizza.
Okay.
Winnemac already has an incredible option for pizza, so we've never considered that market.
Okay.
So here's a little different. They're set up for it. And
now, will that be 7 days a week, or how are you going to work?
We're starting. We will be open Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 9 p.m.
Okay. And you can get anything on the menu, except for the specials, obviously.
The specials will vary each night, but the full menu will be available every night.
Now I know why you enticed. I mean, steaks, fish, pizza. I mean, Chris, I guess, I mean, how can I doubt you with food?
Yeah, quite frankly, I'm a salad guy.
And the crowd goes quiet. Anybody that knows. Well, it sounds like it's a great opportunity for the Moose as well. I mean, you know, with One Eye Jack's, hearing nothing but the best from coming from Winnemac with them.
Yeah, we obviously hope to gain some revenue from it, but we hope to gain some good members out of it, which we will. We just had a very successful membership drive, which we led the state of Indiana in, which was awesome.
So, Chris, when this opens up now, when they open up Tuesday through Saturday, will you have to be a member to eat, or can you non-members come in and eat?
Non-members will be able to come in and eat.
Okay, but if you want to drink from the bar, then you'll have to be a member. Okay. So, Jenny, as you get going here and get ready, obviously this is happening pretty quick. When will you open?
Friday the 16th at 4 p.m.
Friday the 16th. Okay. So coming up this weekend will be the first opportunity to get out and enjoy. Do we know what's going to be on the special board yet for that?
For this weekend, we're planning to do prime rib and blackened or breaded walleye.
Okay. So you can start getting your mouth buds ready then for Friday and Saturday, next Friday and Saturday coming up. Sounds like a great plan. Chris, how do you go about if you want to be a member?
Just stop in the lodge or contact myself. There's always somebody willing in there to get you a membership. We have them right inside the front door. And if you can't find them, just ask the bartender or anybody there. It's a very friendly club. A lot of people interact with each other. And we love it. Bring your kids. We encourage you to bring your kids to our lodge.
You can come to Jenny for the membership because Chris has to buy me a drink for every sign up I get.
There you go. Jenny, do you have your staff all set? Do you need more help? If they do, do they get a hold of you, or are you set?
I think that we'll grow into needing more staff. Okay. We're trying to kind of split our Winamax staff over here so we're not leaving any place, either place,
right,
unexperienced.
Okay.
I mean, I definitely anticipate this growing, and so we will need
okay
good servers, cooks with some experience.
If you have that, put a bug out there as you're out there eating and let you know, right?
Uh-huh.
Jenny, how, I know this is kind of offbeat of coming over to the Moose and everything, but with this COVID-19 and all the situations going on, how has things gone for you in Winamac?
It's changed drastically this year. Catering is a huge part of our business, which is, you know, it was probably at 20% of last year. But it also gave us a lot more time to focus on this opportunity. We also bought another building and event center in Winamac that we're working on where we wouldn't have had the time to put into it otherwise. So that's the positive I take from it.
Yep.
Business has definitely slowed down. I think things are starting to come back to normal more and more each day.
You don't have to go in, I guess, into exact details, but what kind of changes have you had to make with this COVID-19 to be open?
We had to change a lot of our structural settings because there's a lot of people who still aren't comfortable going inside. So, and we'll do that at the Moose also, to where you don't have to walk inside the building for carry out.
Okay.
And we've done that. We changed our outdoor seating to pickup windows, so that people don't have to come out. When there's elderly people, things like that, all they have to do is call. We'll bring it out to their car for them.
Perfect.
So we want to still, you know, we want to help everyone with whatever their comfort level with the COVID is.
Chris, how is things at the Moose with COVID-19? Obviously, you guys were closed down for a while because of it, but able to get back open now.
Yeah, we turned that negative into a positive, did an extensive remodel, did a lot of upgrades we otherwise wouldn't normally done. Why we were open or couldn't have done. It's starting to come back around, just like anything else. Yeah. I agree with her. People are kind of, I won't say fed up with it, but learning to adjust to it.
Right.
That's probably the better way to put it.
Probably more carryouts than you ever thought you'd have.
Yeah, carryout business we've always had, but nothing like we had this year.
All right.
And so that changes, you know, it's an adjustment anytime things are different.
All right, Jenny, give us those hours again. Obviously, this coming weekend will be your opening weekend, but after that, what will be your hours?
We will be open 4 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay. And what are your hours in Winamac for those people that maybe want to come over there as well?
In Winamac, we're open 10:30 a.m. to 8 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're open 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Chris, anything you'd like to say from the Moose side?
The Moose is excited to be in this partnership, as always. So I think they'll do a terrific job, and Jenny and Mike do a terrific job with their business they have now. So we expect nothing less from them here.
Guys, thanks for stopping in. Wish you the best of luck, and we'll look forward to coming out and enjoying some tenderloin.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Chris Brown from the Rochester Moose Lodge 1107 and Jenny Casson, One Eye Jacks, joining the Moose coming up next weekend. Back with more music, Giant FM 92.1 WROI.